The name Thabo Bester has dominated the headlines for the better part of last week. Thabo Bester is a convicted murderer, rapist, who escaped from the Mangaung private maximum security prison 10 months ago. It was kept under wraps for the last 10 months. And because of the good work of Ground Up news website, that case coming to light. This case is sensational based on the characters involved. It involves social media celebrities, people connected to politics, people who are known people in the South African A-lister set. But of course, Thabo Bester is considered a dangerous man, according to the South African Police Service. How he lured his victims? He used social media. He got in touch with aspiring models. He lured them and then violated them. What he also done, he was a con man, so he'd organize fashion shoots. And then when everyone was taking lunch breaks, he'd then leave with the equipment. He was a con man as well. But one person who's been in touch with Thabo Bester is Gerard Labuschagne, who's a clinical psychologist and who has interviewed Thabo Bester. Gerard, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time. Do you agree when the South African Police Service describes him as a dangerous criminal and no one should approach him, according to a press statement that I saw at the beginning of this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's just better not to. Is he the kind of guy who's going to walk into a, you know, convenience store, shoot and kill and rob people? I don't know if that's his target market in terms of violent crime. But definitely, I mean, he's a serial rapist who went over into then murdering his next victim. So we have to be, you know, that alone is a very good reason to have him caught as soon as possible, which is really why last year when they realized he'd escaped, you know, yes, I can understand if in the initial phases before you don't want him to realize that you know he's gone, and you maybe want to follow up investigative leads to try and catch him. But once you haven't done that, you really need to warn the public that this is this guy, this is his picture, you know, he is dangerous, woman beware, because he will continue with his behaviors in general once he's released. And when I interviewed him, I was in the police at the time. I was the police's head profiler, and I'd been called down to just basically do an interview and do a bit of a profile of him. And I guess also with the idea that if we needed to testify at sentencing, then I would be able in a position to do so. He ultimately pled guilty to the two rapes in KZN, and then of course later he pled guilty to the murder of his girlfriend in Milnerton in Cape Town.
What was the conversation like with Thabo Bester? What do you make of this man who, in his testimony in court, saying he too was a victim of sexual violence as a child and may have contributed to his actions as an adult? Your thoughts of him?
Look, he's a con man. You know, he had previous convictions for fraud prior to the rapes. You know, his rapes were about conning people quite sophisticatedly. You know, the Facebook offer, as you described, driving down with them, often in their car, down to KZN. You know, it's all about conning people. And, of course, what he allegedly has done now in prison is a great example of a very successful con man. So whenever you interview or speak to this person, you must accept that you cannot believe a word they're saying. You know, if he tells you the sun's shining, you better get a second opinion from, you know, a weather guy, because you just cannot believe anything he says. So the interview would also be conning. And he definitely presented himself meek and mild and soft and gentle and, you know, yes, this history of abuse, which might be true. But again, we would have to definitely question whether it is even at all true, because it might be part of his con of you, the person speaking to him. But even if it was true, you know, hundreds of thousands of people are sexually abused, but they don't go become serial rapists and murderers. So I'm sorry, that is not an excuse. Could it contribute? Yes, but if it made people serial rapists and murderers, we would have a lot more serial rapists and murderers than we actually already have.
But you warned Gerard in some of the story is sensational for the audacity of his escape, the fact that someone is dead and in a Mangaung prison, the fact that the characters that are involved, and particularly Thabo Bester himself, but you warn about labels ascribed to him or prescribed to him. Labels like Thabo Bester is a sociopath. He's definitely a manipulator, in my opinion, in what you describe. But why is it dangerous to label, particularly in the Thabo Bester case, label words like sociopath?
Okay, yeah, so I don't know who's used that term to describe him. But
I've seen some reports and social media commentary around it.
Yeah, so I think people throw words like psychopath, sociopath around quite easily without necessarily understanding what it means. I do think that if that label is going to be used, whether it's psychopath, narcissistic personality, or sociopath, it should be done by someone who, A, has had enough information to come to that conclusion, but also is, for example, the word psychopath and antisocial personality are diagnoses. So you really have to be either a clinical psychologist or a psychiatrist to make that word. Otherwise, you know, technically you're diagnosing people and you can get into trouble for saying that. But the word sociopath is something that's more used in the world of criminology. It's kind of like a psychopath, but more emphasis on, you know, aggressive behavior typically. So I think why people are using these terms is because you have a guy who's obviously lies and manipulates the fraud part of his life, whether it's conning people to be raped or conning people to steal their laptops or conning people that he's got a multimedia company. You know, that might be one element which we do often see in cases of specifically psychopaths, to be honest with you. And, of course, the violent side of it also. So I think that's why people throw these terms around. Mm. Now, they might be 100% applicable, but I think, you know, it's one thing if people are throwing those words around on social media. I think if an expert says that they have to have enough information, an interview with the person and, of course, enough data to make that finding.
Do words like brazen, bold, shameless, do those apply? Those aren't necessarily diagnostic terms, but definitely running a social media company from a prison, essentially staging his own death, possibly even, and this is, there is a man dead in prison, but essentially faking his death, brazen, bold, shameless. Those are words that could be prescribed.
Absolutely. I mean, lacking in any guilt or remorse. I mean, so you can use lots of things to describe, you know, interpret his actions, and they're probably most of them to some degree very, very accurate. And again, even his escape, as you say, is another example of conning people, and a very, you know, sophisticated one. I'd really doubt it's a dead prisoner, because they would have noticed they're one man short. So it would have been most likely a body that has to have been smuggled into the prison. Mm-hmm. So that's a very, you know, that's, I'm not saying it's difficult, but it's not exactly easy to go around doing that from when you are inside prison. So again, it's part of his conning behavior, which as you can say is why he's a guy that really needs to be behind bars. And I mean, he should only have been eligible for parole in 2037. So he's definitely, got an early exit from his sentence and needs to be back behind bars. And I don't know why this wasn't an absolute priority of the police back then, and why the public wasn't warned last year once they'd exhausted their investigative leads that they'd want to follow up before they released to the public that this guy's on the loose. And put all efforts into catching them. Why are we hearing about this now?
Gerard Labuschagne, clinical psychologist, during his time working in the South African Police Service as a police profiler, interviewing Thabo Bester before his sentencing in 2011 when he stood trial for rape and murder. Gerard, really appreciate your time here on Good Morning Cape Town.